Jerry Bader Show 953. We just spent most of the last hour talking about whether binge eating is actually a mental disorder. And I mentioned this is part of a series that the Journal Sentinel is doing, their watchdog report, Illness Inflation. So you get this actual declaration that this is a disease, and the pharmaceutical companies get hold of it, and you get more and more diagnoses and more prescriptions and so on. I do think that's what has happened here. I think for some people it's a mental disorder. Then there is this one. I'm just going to spend the time that I have left here on this. The other one they take up is adult ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I am telling you right now, I am ADD. I have a very good friend and coworker. She gets so PO'd when she realizes I'm not listening. I can tell, you know, when you have that blank stare. My family has said that for years. They know when they've lost me. I absolutely have attention deficit disorder. Just absolutely. I just did it now. I read that email. That was my attention deficit disorder. That pause you heard in the show, that was my ADD. I'm serious. Earl, you think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. That was me. There I go. Oh, what is that person? Okay, I should be talking on the air, but that email looks really interesting. That's my ADD, which is why you should not show me the email. I cannot control this. We've had this conversation. We should have it off the air sometime. Yes, what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to put a thing over the screen so I can't see the email. I do think adult ADD, I don't know about ADHD, ADD, attention deficit disorder, is real. Glenn Beck claims to suffer from it. He thinks it makes him better at what he does. I don't know. I think I would be better if I didn't do that. I do want that email back, though. One more thought on the weight loss. Paul asks, did you have a regular running routine during your other previous weight loss phases or just for this one? You can't exercise, you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Absolutely true. Not even as much as I'm running. Boy, if I cheat a little bit, the scale still creeps up. And I am now running 4 miles a day, 3 times a week. And you cannot outrun a bad diet. You can't. I actually lost the weight without exercising, and then I started to exercise. But he's right. You still have to watch what you eat, and running that much does allow you a little luxury every once in a while. After 10 o'clock, I want to get to the presidential politics. How many people in November will be voting against Trump or against Clinton and not for anyone? And yes, I have to talk about, and I know every talk show host in America is talking about this today, the VA chief comparing weights for veteran care to Disneyland. My friends at Right Wisconsin have a great headline. Did this sound like a good idea in his head before he said it? I mean, that does happen, right? Well, it sounded okay when I said it to myself. It seems hard to believe that he actually went through that exercise. Oh, clever. Not. As Rush Limbaugh likes to say, too clever by half, actually. We are going to get into that. And I would, I want to try to make, I had a lot of stuff to get, to, oh man, just loaded in the next hour. We went a full hour on the binge eating thing. And that's not a bad thing. I think Earl will find a use for that. Anyway, it's not a bad thing. If you didn't get that reference, that means it'll be a best of show coming to a radio near you soon. So I'm glad that we got excellent calls on it. I really am. But this wave of bomb threats that hit schools nationwide, these robo-swatting calls. Appleton was among those hit. A fascinating phenomena. I want to get to that. Don't know if we're going to have time today. You will never guess where I got a topic idea. I get topic ideas everywhere. From the advice column in the paper. Because I don't agree with the answer that she gave. It's about if a relative wants to pray at a meal at your house. It's your house and we don't pray, damn it! 9:59.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.